Chapter 13. Better times seem to be coming for Jack.
"Keep up a good heart, dearie," said Jenny. "God knows all about it, and he will find you a home, even if it should be no better a one than mine."
Jack was sitting with her the day after the funeral. There was a strong affection between them.
"I must try to get work in the quarries at once, Jenny. There are some boys not much bigger than I am who are put to wheelstones."
"Well, dear, if nothing else turns up, you must. And goodbye to school for always."
A tap at the door was followed by Mary Naylor running in hastily.
"The squire is at our house and wants to see you, Jack. I knew you were here, so I ran over. Come quickly."
Mr. Sutton and his daughter were in Mrs. Naylor's cottage.
"We have come to see after you, Jack," said the squire. "We must settle what is to be done with you. What would you like yourself?"
"I must go to the quarries, sir."
"You wish to?"
"I shall not like it," replied Jack. "But that makes no difference. I'll go and do my best."
"I have another plan for you, which I think will be a better one. I know you like your lessons, and it is a pity they should cease. I propose to board you here with Mrs. Naylor, who is willing to receive you for 3 years. I will pay for your board, and you shall continue to go on paying for your schooling. It will depend on yourself what becomes of you at the end of 3 years. If Mr. Hartley's expectations come true, you will be quite a scholar by that time."
It seemed to Jack as if one of the great stones from the quarry had just been lifted off his heart, or as though he had been groping his way through a mist, not knowing whither he was going or whether he should ever find the path he was seeking. But that now suddenly the sun had shone forth, the mist had vanished, and his road lay straight and clear before him. He longed to express his grateful thanks in words, but something rose up in his throat and made him feel afraid he should cry if he opened his lips. He could only bow and look up in the kind-hearted squire's face with a countenance which told all he wished to say. Mr. Sutton understood him well. He would rather have had that look than the most eloquent words, and, patting Jack's head kindly, he said,
"A boy who can help himself, as you have done, deserves to be helped, Jack. You must be as busy as ever, for mind, your school payment is still to be your own affair."
And so Jack went to live with Mrs. Naylor, where, for a time, all his difficulties seemed to have vanished, except such as Mr. Hartley gave him to conquer daily with his book or his slate.